Now let me move on. Verse 14, if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. Now that is strange language. I don't care whether it's in the Greek or the English. If you're reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you. You ought to rejoice in it. For the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. That's a token again that you're a child of God. The greatest proof that you're a child of God is that today you can endure suffering. And if you are being carried around on a silver platter with a silver spoon in your mouth, you must not be God's child, because that's not the way he does it. Now will you notice, the Spirit of glory and God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he's glorified. You can glorify God. Whatever comes. They said during the San Francisco earthquake that there was a dear, wonderful Christian lady there. And she came out, and everybody else was crying, and some of them praying for the first time in their lives. And she came out, and she was singing praises to God. And somebody came to her, what do you mean, singing praises to God at a time like this? She says, I thank God that I have a God that's strong enough to shake this little earth. Amen. May I say to you, there are very few of us here in California could praise God during the time of an earthquake. Now, let's move on here. He says, but let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's matters. And he puts murder right down with gossiping and criticizing others. He makes no distinction at all. And Paul does the same thing. You know, Paul and Peter agreed on everything. And so did Paul and James. They are all preaching the same gospel that produces the same kind of a life. And therefore, we ought not to be suffering for our own sins. May I say to you, God never tests you with sin. God never tests you with evil. He'll never do that. James made that clear to us. Now, that is exactly what Peter is saying here. Let none of you suffer as a murderer. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, that is, a child of God, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on his behalf. Now, this poor boy, I read his letter, and it's in prison. Well, my heart goes out to that young fellow, because he's being punished today. But may I say to you, he is suffering because of his own sin, and he can't glorify it. The fact that he's in prison today, but he can glorify the Lord and witness for him, which he's doing. Now, will you notice verse 17? For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. Now, that's a tremendous statement that he gives here. Believers are going to appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And he makes that very clear to us over in 2 Corinthians, for instance. You have in the 5th chapter, and I believe it's verse 10. I probably ought to turn and read that. We are told here, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Now, this is we, Christian, that everyone may receive the things done in his body. That is, while you're living down here, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. We all must come before the judgment seat of Christ. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? If God is going to bring you and me up before the judgment seat, now, he's paid the penalty for our sins. But suppose that we've lived a life that has not brought glory to him, that we have not glorified God in our lives down here. My friend, we're to be judged there. And if God's going to judge his own, I tell you, what about the lost world out there that wouldn't hear the gospel, would not obey the gospel of God?